Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. I'm so happy to be back with you all. I'm most grateful that you have provided me a space to be my authentic self, and in that, I am able to be free. And I know a lot of us are chasing freedom, but I experience liberation in my mind, you know, in my body, and it is well with my soul. So I couldn't ask for anything better. This is the best reward that God could have given me, and that's peace within. And the goal here is to help you find joy in your journey and to, you know, help you seek out your passion and your purpose so that you can carry your uniqueness around as if it's like your shield, your armor that you have to have with you every single day, because people want to know what's the difference about you. And so in this space, God has cultivated a room, an atmosphere inside of his big world. And he has asked me to share my world and my point of view with you so that he can let you know that the same things that you have a longing for, you can have if you reach outside of your discomforts. So, you know, as I'm coming to park inside of your mind, you know, I don't want to be rude. And so I want to give you so much credit for giving me the honor to share your space, to share your time, and to, you know, share the influence of who you will become. You know, that's a great value of mine to have God trust me with, you know, my motives, and that I've been vetted for this, and that I've long suffered to be on this microphone. If speaking wasn't my gift, I wouldn't be giving my speech away to you freely. You know, I'm only engaging in this is because, you know, my words have been tried, tested, and found to be true. That, you know, I don't just want the best for myself. I want the best for all. And so if you are a honeymooner, and that means that you just are parked here at that Here to Grow podcast, and you're loving the content and what God is doing in Honey's life, and you like, you know, I love that God is a refuge and a stronghold for Honey. And so I just want to connect with her. And in that connection, I learned more about my Heavenly Father. I didn't know that I was curious about my Heavenly Father. I didn't know that with God, that you could have these progressive movements, you know, in your mindset. And, you know, and you can go in with a heart for all. So whatever you're captivated by, know that I'm coming with pure intentions. And God says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I'm only coming here, you know, unmasked and showing you my true self, because I know what true love is. I know that it's going to take patience for you to see, is this a podcast for you? Am I a person that you could trust? I know that you're going to need to hear about difficult moments in my life and, you know, hear me share how I resolve conflict and that conflict management. And I know that you should care about my character. You know, do I envy? Do I brag? Do I boast? Am I arrogant? you know, because those are key things, key factors to know, you know, where my motives are. You know, my motives aren't to dishonor. My motives aren't to be self-seeking. My motives are to be in alignment with God's will and God's way. And how I do this is through surrender. And in that submission, you know, I find more of myself the more I let go of the version that I was so sure of. And the beautiful thing about self-assurance is that when you are introduced to a new space of your woman and man, you want to safeguard that because you're not as familiar with, you know, that promotion of God, you know, awarding you with a new version of yourself. So you want to stay right there in those comforts and, you know, feel out yourself for a little bit. But you'll get a chance to do that. But God wants to, you know, introduce you to the rest of yourself. And so I give God permission to allow me to explore my mind. And so you are experiencing my imagination and my creativity of, you know, if I had an opportunity to have a podcast, what would that look like? And I saw myself being myself. And so if you ever come in contact with me, you know, I'm not a circus act, so I don't know how to perform for you. But I do know how to share, you know, the things that God loves about me. And that is the, you know, the value that I bring to others. So I'm pulling from the prompting of the Holy Spirit that says that I'm very satisfied with who you are, honey. So in that, I don't hold back. I don't stop right there and say, well, I'm just okay with this little bubble that God has me in. No, I understand who I serve. I serve a all-knowing God, a God that knows my beginning and my ending. So the fact that I'm in the dash and I'm saying, man, I didn't know that these parts, that the author was inside of me, the poet was inside of me, the speaker was inside of me. I want to know what else is inside of me. Maybe that's a teacher. You know, maybe I further that education to teach more people. You know, or it could be in a church. I have no idea where God will take me. But wherever I land, know that I shall land on a cloud of integrity. I shall land on a cloud where I agree to have a heart of repentance and a heart of accountability and ownership. Because without those things, I'm not able to hear, to grow, to share my growth. And so we've had 4 episodes in our season 1, the Genesis. And the Genesis is me just hitting a restart on my faith and trying things God's way again. And I like to journal. And if you don't journal, I encourage you to journal because the best way to know yourself is to be one with yourself. And you have to tap into your heart and your mind and say, how am I feeling? What's some things I need to address? And once you do that, you're able to read aloud some of the things that are pressing on your heart. I like to take some of my Sharpies or highlighters and circle some of those words that stand out boldly to me. And in doing so, I've learned that you can have faith, but then also be stalling in that faith if you never check your belief system. What was the last thing you were believing for? And when you write about what you're believing for, you're like, okay, have I thrown faith at this? Do I believe that God can do the impossible with this? There's something I'm believing God for. And God says, well, you still have a little worry around that area, but you're believing for a miracle. So which is it? Do you believe that I can? Or do you believe in your might? And, you know, it really touched my heart in a sensitive way, because even when you think that you've surrendered all to God, you forget that sometimes you're so used to being in control of the things around you. And as God is orbiting and attracting your new tribe and your community to you, that is more out of your control. And the reason why God wants things to be out of your control, so when he elevates you, it could be a seamless process. The team appears, you know, the collaboration partners appear, and you have some community engagement, some people that you can share your giftings with. All of that takes time. And so in that journey of journaling, I found a safe place where I'm afraid to use my words to travel there, because the area is so sensitive and it's a place where my emotions are so raw and hidden inside of myself that if I spoke those aloud, that it taps into a level of insecurity inside of myself. And so I only want to share that place with the healer, you know, with a God that can restore, you know, a God that can redeem it all and has redeemed it all for me. And sometimes I found when I was writing in my journal prompting was that because I know who God is, sometimes, you know, I get down on myself when I need God help so much and when I'm so needy. But the more that I read my word, the more that I know that God welcomes, you know, the uncertainty, how God welcomes my truth. And he meets me with comfort. And so the Bible in Matthew chapter 5, it says, "Bless all the children that mourn, for they shall be comforted." And I value one of the qualities that I have is a peacemaker. And, you know, God also says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be the, you know, the children of God." But to be a peacemaker, you first have to, you know, agree to not just be a peacekeeper and just keep it for yourself, but you have to also make peace for the people around you by letting go and letting God come into different places of your life. So there's different phases of my faith. There's different phases of my trust. So the more I elevate to glory and glory, sometimes I feel like, you know, well, God, I was trusting you more in the last season. And God was saying, well, yeah, you trust me more because the less you knew about me, the more I reveal to you how much I want to show up in your life as the landlord of your temple, then you can no longer house me as a house guest. Yeah, I love hearing about your day at the dinner table. I love being a part of your morning wake up routine. I love the check-ins that you have in the afternoon, but I want to also be a part of, you know, that vision, that hearing, that speech. And, you know, I'm coming for your territory. Now, for a great deal of my life, I've been doing things my way. And whatever honey wanted to do, honey did. But just like David, I have to go to God and say, God, you know, are you going to be with me if I do this? God, do you give me permissions to do the unfamiliar thing? Because if God doesn't give me his blessing of his righteous hand, then I'm doing that from my might and from my power. But that is not renewed mercy, grace, and favor for the day that I'm standing in. Maybe that day I may experience a mighty blow and may be unprepared for how God wanted to impact my life, to impact others' lives. So if I'm not in a surrender posture, then I may prolong someone's healing. So if you ever got the opportunity to journal and, you know, to take a journey in my journal or a journey in my mind, then you'll see that I am a very deep thinker. You know, a lot of the things I say is very thought provoking, you know, and the reason why is because I am head over heels in love with God. I've never experienced a love like his before. I am saturated in a Godfidence, meaning God took the confidence that I once had of myself and said, let me level this up because you're thinking too small. And that small-mindedness is going to keep you from your queen status. And so as I continue to spend time with God and I was spending time in my word, I came across, you know, a man of God asking God, who am I, O Lord God? And I stopped in my tracks as I was reading the word, and I loved how that Son of God paused to reflect with his King of Kings to ask an important question of, who am I? Have you stopped to ask God who you are? Why are you listening to content like this? Why you? Why now? You do understand that I'm off social media, so I'm not able to promote this podcast for 6 months publicly. So if you found the podcast, then it was God's intentionality for you and I to connect together and to be one body. See, that those types of things happening inside of the universe where people can't control what God is doing, that should initiate some level of curiosity where you say, God, who am I and why am I connected to Honey? What are you trying to tell me about myself? You know, I like hearing her out, but I never thought to myself that if she's a servant leader, then you may be grooming me, equipping me to be your next servant leader. Well, if she's a woman of faith, then do you believe that I can let go of my sinful past and desires and I can follow you? You know, the one thing I love about the men and women in the Bible is they give me an opportunity to think aloud by using their mindsets. I could step into their minds and, you know, have an overview of their relationship with the King. And I get to, being outside of that moment, outside of that space, outside of that time, I get to add some dialogue and say, well, if I were in that moment, I would ask God these things. If I were in that moment, I would, you know, prefer to lean in a little bit more because I would have considered all the things that God has done in my previous seasons. And so in that moment, if I find any missed opportunity of my sister and brother, and I know that God speaks so highly of him or her, I asked God, what would it take for me to reach out to you in this moment of desperation that my brother and sister found themselves in? What kept them from pressing towards the mark to get your understanding of if they should go up, if they should proceed, or if they should engage with certain types of groups of people? You know, God, how did they get so far away from you with this idolatry when you call them your group of people? And God, he came back to me and told me that oftentimes we get tired in the seeking ye first the kingdom of God. So either we are eager to seek, but in that seeking, we find his righteousness and then we turn back. You're like, well, no, I don't want to be morally correct. I'm okay with being immoral. So we turn around. But if God is asking me to read the Bible, the living word, and this is my instrument to use to know more about him and why he loves me so much, and to find more about his character and the character of our brother Christ Jesus, I have to ask questions, because it's hard for me to follow procedures when I don't know the why I'm doing it. And the only reason that I continue to press is because I have asked God, who am I, O Lord God? And the difference between your walk and my walk is, have you, you know, sought out God for the clarity to those questions that you have? Because even if you are a non-believer, that is okay with God, as long as you are seeking to know more about him. You know, we didn't just come out of the womb and just really knowing all there is to know about God. Sometimes we're met with religion. And I'm telling you that I have a relationship with the King. And in that relationship with the King, it has produced a childlike nature that has me interested in not only worshiping the Lord thy God, praising the Lord thy God, but understanding, why is he pure? Why is he holy? Why am I asked to be set apart? And when I have those questions, I'm like, well, God, give me eyes to see darkness. Put it on my heart, a person that's in pain, someone that's in bondage. Let me be able to see that difference. What's keeping that person in that stronghold? And when I'm able to evaluate those differences and weigh those, you know, the heart posture, I'm able to see that the place that I'm at is groundbreaking. You know, to shatter doubt, to shatter disbelief, to shatter hopelessness, most don't make it to this narrow sight, you know, this narrow path. So I come here very gentle, very humble, and say, I get it. That it takes a lot of steps to, you know, get to a place of righteousness and sanctification. But I didn't get here without the promptness of asking questions. And I believe that's a part of discipleship. So if you're on the other side of like, well, I just like the sound of your voice. I like the fact that you're not screaming at me when I'm at home. I hear a lot of yelling, but it's just something about your peace. And it's very tranquil. I'm happy that you found a fruit of the Spirit that you can identify with, that feels good, you know, to your soul. Because it should be well with your soul when you're met with a follower of Christ. But I'm saying, if you want to go deeper and you want to come on the other side of, you know, the headphones and the podcast and the streaming, and you're like, okay, I don't know how to get out of this maze. I don't know what's next for me. But if this woman's telling me that she was once drowning in sin, that she was once misunderstood, that she crawled to the master, then I know that I'm worth taking a step forward. And I agree with you. You are worth it. Now, I only share with you all my processes, and I trust this process of being a follower of Christ. If this process didn't work, I wouldn't be doing it. I am only sharing things that I know that will sustain me, my family, and my legacy, the kingdom heritage from my bloodline. I've seen my quality of person change, even through persecution, through suffering. I count it all joy when I'm afflicted. And I'm faced with various trials of all kind. Why? Because I know that I am, you know, being perfected. I'm being made complete into my entirety. That I know in those moments that I'm loving God in totality. So I'm going to share something with you all because it's very important that I share, you know, my walk. I told you I will share anything that would try to make me stumble on this walk or to get in my way. And the only thing that stops me from allowing that interference in is because I know who I am. So I want you to know that there are a lot of people that angle themselves in my life and try to find a window, a door to walk into my life and say, hey, I want a relationship with you. But I have to qualify that relationship. And how I qualify that relationship is I turn our relationship over to God. So what does that look like? So I could be spending time with you and I'm having a grand time with you. We're sharing laughs. We're sharing fears. We're sharing traumas. We may be going to church together. But I also go to God for God to vet my motives with you and to vet your motives with me. And if there's anything that's impure, I need God to check me on it. Because sometimes we want connections that we're blinded by the things that may be red flags. And I want to see the unseen. Because that's how valuable I am to myself. So I'll take a step back. If God is silent, I have to remove myself because I don't know if that is a honey desire or a God's desire. So, you know, I am a woman. So, you know, I definitely want and desire kingdom marriage. And so I do have to go on dates and, you know, find what I'm not looking for. So when I do see what I am looking for, I can appreciate that by rejoicing evermore. But to get to that place, I have to date. And in dating, you know, it's beautiful. It's blissful. I'm having a great time. And I just want to thank all of the men that are gentlemen and who are gracious to share their time with me. But I also have to rule out what's not a good fit for my life. Maybe it's the pace. Maybe it's the, you know, conflict management. Maybe our desires or the alignment with where they are with the King. And there's these times where it's tricky, where, you know, all the things seem to be working together for my good. And when I find myself in that place, I must submit myself, therefore, to God, resist the devil, so that if there's any enemy around, they can flee. Right? Because to be with a man, I understand that I am submitting my queen to his king. And what this man is getting is years of labor, years of discipline, years of honor, years of integrity, years of protection, years of denying myself. So whomever I partner with, this is a critical decision. So I have to step back and say, Father, there is no person on the earth that knows me like you do. Everyone else would praise this man because of looks, charm or treatment. Oh, but God, you know the heart of man. And I want you to reveal to me that man's heart for honey. And ladies, you know what I do? I take a step back to honor God's time to respond to honey. I will not proceed until I get a response from God. Because I have followed my heart and have been deceived. But whenever I follow God's plan and his agenda, I have been corrected, molded, and sculpted into my highest version of self. So when I say, for you to go ask the question, who am I, O Lord God? I'm asking you to ask this because you need to know who you are so that you can eliminate distractions. You can not dwell on any disturbance, any challenge, because guess what? It comes with the territory. But guess what? Darkness doesn't own me, right? I am owned by the King of Kings, the God of Light. And anytime you come in contact with me, I am going to let my light shine because God is a good God. And so the only way that you're going to get there and the only way that you're going to find this to be helpful or beneficial is if you hear to grow. You're here to grow. So grow with me while you can. And the cool thing about you tapping into the podcast is I don't get your name, your address. So you can grow in private and become, and that growth process and that evaluation is only between God and you, as it should be. So go at your speed, go at your rhythm, because you weren't there in my year one when I continued to fumble, stumble. I didn't know how to address God, and I was just filthy. But I still showed up, and I'm still finding my way, you know, to learn more about the King. But I'm telling you that I am satisfied with my woman, despite the afflictions, despite the suffering, despite the endless amount of mercy that I have to give over, despite the fact that I'm so needy, despite the fact that I have to mourn when I'm mistreated, despite the fact that I have to be a peacemaker, I am so grateful that I get to be this woman because I know what it felt like to be a miserable woman in her own skin. So women and men, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if you want better, you have to do better. Because the Bible says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So if you don't know who you are, in James chapter 1, it also says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So if you don't know who you are, there is no hunger or thirst for righteousness to be filled with your kingdom-like identity. And when you're not filled with your kingdom-like identity, then you have pointless suffering. At least my suffering calls forth a better woman. At least my suffering allows me to remain surrendered to a King of Kings that can dispatch angels, that have other kingdom ambassadors to connect with me so that I can promote this joy with a smile. So there are benefits. Apart from eternal life, you have discernment. So don't just suffer. Suffer with gladness, knowing that joy comes in the morning. And so I'm so grateful that you give me the opportunity to speak in your life. And if you'll follow this instructions, you will no longer be self-seeking. You will no longer be easily angered. And you will no longer find delight in sin. Why? Because you have found love. A one true love that has washed away all of your sins. And in that purification, you see you for the first time. And when you get a glimpse of who you are, you're going to treat yourself the best that you've ever have, because you know that you deserve better. But guys, I am your queen, lady, honey. I am grateful to be here. I thank you all for supporting me. And really, what you're not really supporting me, you're supporting the kingdom vision. I'm just living out God's vision for my life. So I thank God for his provision. And I thank you for showing up, because that is a critical factor for God's success here on earth. So I would love for you to share this content with whomever you feel compelled to. And if not, again, thank you for showing up. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for being my mighty counselor, my way maker, just a spirit that allows me time to go back to seek ye first the kingdom of God without, you know, talking down to me and continuing to give me signs until I hear you. And so thank you. I really appreciate, you know, the respect that we have for one another. And I want to thank my daughter, my executive assistant. I want to thank this place where I record, because I need to make sure I have a heart of gladness, because there's another person begging God, waiting for God to be a way maker in their life so they can start the podcast. So I don't take this for granted. And in closing, I like to freestyle as I'm giving God thanks. So let's go ahead and do that now. Father, I stretch my hand to thee to connect with your righteous hand. You know, you call forth for me to be holy as you are holy. So I guess today I present my holy man. I'm not a fan of you. I am a supporter of you, King. You have given me a sense of belonging, so I long for every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. May I savor your taste And may I taste and see that the Lord is good. For Father, I am here to feed your sheep. You have asked me to be a fisherman of men. And I pray that I'm showing up as an honorable disciple. And may I put so much class, so much relatability to discipleship that people are willing to lay down their lives and to find out about a gentle, kind, compassionate Savior as you are. God, for every person that has watched this podcast, to God be the glory. And I want to say congratulations on God's plan coming to life. Get all of the credit from me, because God, I am your queen, lady, honey, here to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.